Jerry Ann went on a girls' night out this weekend, and I knew there something bad would happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good night overall.
Yeah.
Good time.
You had a good time. You guys went to Silverado's and spent most of the night there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got into, was it, did you actually call it a photo scavenger hunt or whatever?
It was a challenge.
A challenge?
Yeah. Different challenges over the course of the night. That was just the first one.
What were some of the other ones?
Another one was I had to get a picture with Riley J over here.
Okay.
Which I did. And I had to dance by myself on the dance floor.
How long did that last?
An entire song.
Did you have to push guys away if they tried to come up and start dancing with you? Or?
No, because a guy did actually start coming up and dancing with me, and he was...
And you farted and scared him away?
No, he was just creepy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the first challenge was...
to get a picture with a cowboy wearing his hat.
Clear that up a little bit.
A guy wearing a cowboy hat, you had to get a picture with him, but you had to wear
Thank you.
The hat.
Okay. Because that's key. That's key to the whole situation here.
Okay.
So, you spotted this guy from across the room or something?
Yeah.
And why did you pick him above? Because I guarantee you were at Silverado's. There were plenty of dudes wearing cowboy hats in there.
Actually, not at this time. There wasn't.
Is that right?
There's like three, maybe.
And this was the best one that you could find?
Well, I just saw the cowboy hat from clear across the room, and I was like, there he is right there. That's who I'm going to get.
Was it because the guy was old that you thought it'd be funny?
No, I just saw the hat, and I was just like, okay.
Is the hat funny?
No. I just wanted to
You wanted to do your stunt, and that was the first one you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Aaron claimed the guy behind us, so...
All right, so he's across the room, mm-hmm. like all the way across the bar?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to get your picture taken with him for this challenge thing,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And how did you approach this?
I walked up... Well, I kind of... was walking past him, and he kind of looked at me, and I was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, hey, nothing. He's like, are you having a good time? I'm like, yeah, are you? He's like, yeah. I go, I like your hat. And he goes, well, thank you. I go, can I get you over here and get a picture with you and my friends? He's like, sure. Let me just go get a drink, a Dr. Pepper for my friend. And
I don't understand. You said he was with a group of friends, right?
Yeah.
It was obvious that he wasn't with a woman there?
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't you have just had Aaron come over with you and take the picture there? Why do you have to get the dude and bring him all the way back?
I don't know.
In the booth.
We just didn't.
Okay, so you bring him back, get your photo taken and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then he doesn't leave?
No, he just sits there. And Aaron and I go out and dance.
Uh-huh.
And we come back, and Amanda and Rose were like, you need to talk to him because he thinks you like him. And he won't leave. I'm like, oh.
Well, you went across the bar, got him, and said, hey, come back here this way with me. I want to put your greasy hat on my head.
Yeah.
Did he look like a dirty old man?
No.
But he was in his 50s, you said, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
What did you expect? Did you honestly not think that he would want to hang around or think that you were interested in him?
No.
Some 50-year-old dude hanging out at Silverado's on a Saturday night, not with anybody. Don't you think he's looking for some tail or something? And then young girl comes up to him and hey, mister, batting her eyelashes at him and everything.
I was not batting my eyes. I had no flirtiness to me at all.
Except for can you come over to my table across the bar and...
Exactly.
Let me take a picture of you with your cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
I'd say every old man that you see out in Aggieville who doesn't have, like, his wife or at least a girlfriend with him,
mm-hmm.
you got to be careful with, because they're going to misinterpret things.
Oh.
And most dudes misinterpret that, old or otherwise.
Really?
Don't you think?
I thought it was pretty obvious that I wasn't interested.
You're ugly, but could you come over and take a picture with... How was it obvious that you weren't interested?
Because I wasn't like, hey... You're really cute, you know. Or I wasn't anything
but
like
you
that.
You asked him to come over to your table to take a picture with his hat on. You were luring him across the bar. What's he supposed to think?
I don't know.
What do you think? Was Jerry Ann being cruel to some old man this weekend? Was she leading him on? I'm on his side on this. I would have stayed too if I was a dirty old man and someone had just invited me over to the table.